Hello everyone. I'd like to thank my friend, Professor Laurent Mondarier, and the Summer School for inviting me to give this talk. The title refers to the reassignment of the domain name facebook.it following an MAP, Mandatory Administrative Proceeding, through a decision made by a panel which I chaired and which also included Professor Mondarier and the lawyer Mr. Turini. As you know, MAPs are ADR, or Alternative Dispute Resolution Procedures, designed to resolve disputes regarding domain names and to combat cyber squatting. There are various types according to the applicable TLDs. The best known is the one directly regulated by ICANN, which applies to most TLDs, e.g. .com, .net and .org, and many geographical domains or CC TLDs. But there is also a specific one for European domains, .eu, administered by EURID, and one for Italian domains, .it, administered by the cctld.it registry. All are, however, based on the same principles. A domain is reassigned if the plaintiff requesting reassignment can prove that the disputed domain is identical to, or would create confusion with, a trade name to which it claims exclusive rights, which has previously been registered and is held in bad faith. The domain is not reassigned if the person who has registered it can, in its turn, prove a right or title that is counter to the rights of the plaintiff to the registered domain name. In the case of the domain facebook.it, the decision did not involve any particular difficulty. It was, in fact, a clear case of cyber squatting where an individual, domiciled in Luxembourg, had registered the Italian domain corresponding to the name of the famous social networking site without having any rights to this. However, as well as the high profile of the name, the decision offers us the chance to examine how the phenomenon of cyber squatting has changed in Italy, and thus in the cctld.it, over the last 10 years, i.e. from the time when MAPs were introduced to counter it. At the beginning of this century, cyber squatters would hunt for unregistered domains corresponding to famous brands. Once registered, they would try to resell them at exorbitant prices to the assignee or to its competitors. If the assignee proved unwilling to pay the sum demanded, cyber squatters would often resort to blackmail, even redirecting users to pornographic sites and thus damaging the target's image. Who could only prevent this by buying the domain at great cost. This practice is known as porno squatting. The introduction of the MAP has considerably reduced this phenomenon. The existence of a procedure that rapidly, in 30 to 50 days, and at a fixed cost, permits an illicitly registered domain to be recovered, has in fact automatically reduced the resale price of wrongly occupied domains. If a cyber squatter demands a sum greater than the cost of the procedure and the related legal costs, it is cheaper for the assignee of the domain to begin at MAP than to purchase the domain.